Hello, I'm Okatechi and this is Design Lessons. Last time we spoke a bit about the stages of design thinking, and I promised to help link it to graphic design or core design or art even in general. Yeah. So you see how when you need to create something for someone, flyer, video, whatever, logo, whatever, there are some things you need to know about that project. One being who you are designing for, really. Remember the stages I mentioned? Empathize, define, ideate, prototype, and test. These things I mentioned the last time. Think about it this way. As a designer or a graphic designer, you already do these things. You get a project. What you do is, first off, you need to know who am I targeting this thing to? Probably you're targeting university students. Okay, fine. So we know university students are within the ages of, between the ages of probably 18 to 30 or 25. Fine, undergrads. What else do you need to know? What am I telling these people? To what end, really? Okay, I'm here to tell them this. So first of all, you empathize with your users, really, to get to understand your audience. And then after understanding your audience, you needed to know what you are trying to do. Probably the problem here is they don't go to parties enough. So you are designing a flyer to educate them or to just inform them that there are parties at probably Mood Bar every Friday night. You see, that's the whole plan. You've done it. First off, you got to understand who you are talking to. You got to understand the problem, being they are not aware of parties going on. So it has brought morale down, right? When you sat down and you thought, you were like, how can I solve this problem? How can I solve this problem? Should I design a flyer telling them about all the parties? Should it be a video? Should I come and do a party there for them? Which is not really your job. But then you were like, okay, let me go with a flyer. It's easy to share. Everyone will get it easily. No, you don't need to buy a lot of data to download a flyer. And you did that. But before you did that, you had a tone that was more like, come Moku party. That was your catchy copy. Okay, you had some catchy copy like, party after party. That was your catchy copy, right? And then you had another one that says, join us and let us party. You know your audience. They may resonate to one more than the other. How do you finally get to know the truth? Probably you just do some tests. You get a segment of your audience. I beg you, these flyers, how do you understand this? How do you understand that? Not really which one resonates with you more, but how do you understand this? How do you understand that? You get your feedback and then you do your final artwork and share. We have gone through the design thinking stages. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next time. No, we are done. That is it. Basically, we have empathized with our audience, the university students. What else did we do? We defined the problem. And then what did we do? We came up with possible solutions, which is where the brainstorming ideation. After that, what do? We nicely designed some flyers with some different copies to show to our audience, a segment of our audience. This is where you did what? You prototype and then you came to test. And after testing, you realized, oh, they resonate with the second one more than the first one. This is the ideal case. There are times you go and you realize both of them don't work. You have to come back again. That is design thinking, plain and simple. It is not new. So this is what you basically need to translate into product design thinking. This is to say, design thinking is not something graphic designers are not doing. They do it in a different way. We call it the design process. Some people just call this whole process brainstorming. Really, no, it is not. Brainstorming is just a small part, the ideation part. But then you need to get feedback to be able to do the final thing people need to consume. In the next episode, I'll show you how I was able to solve a problem like this using the design thinking process. You know, getting a bit practical. Thank you very much for being with me. See you next time. And of course, I am not going to summarize everything I just said. If you want a summary, as usual, go watch the other videos. Bye.